Perfect. Just perfect. Now I get to put them all back together again. It's not my fault that Al's personal assistant quit. Why I got her job is, well, it's beyond me. Where am I going again? Oh, yeah. The archives. Don't want your love anymore. I wish I could get that song out of my head. Ziggy?
Yes, Dr. Fuller?
Remind me to delete that song from my personal files. Enough is enough. Will liked that song. Why would I want to keep it around to begin with? He didn't care about me or Mom. He just left.
Acknowledged. Please state your security clearance number for admittance.
Ziggy, you know it's me. Just let me in. These files are getting heavy.
Dr. Fuller, you know as well as I do that all security protocols must be followed. Please state your security clearance code.
Security clearance number 004-04017. Would you like my driver's license and social security number as well, Your Highness?
Security clearance number verified. That's not necessary, Doctor. I already have them in my database.
If you had them, then you had this security clearance code as well. Okay. Where do I put these?
All files start in alphabetical order from the left-hand side of the room and go exactly 4.5 meters to the right in the filing cabinets.
Great. Thank you, Ziggy.
You're welcome, Doctor. I wish it wasn't necessary to have hard copies of all of the data from Dr. Beckett's leaps, but Dr. Conniff says that it's necessary with all of the problems we've been having in the power supply to the project.
We wouldn't want to lose any of this. It's the only thing that stands between us and the committee shutting us down. Ziggy?
Yes, Dr. Fuller?
Do you know how many lives Sam's touched since he started leaping?
Approximately 7,852, give or take a few hundred because of the ripple effect.
Wow, that's a lot of people. Well, I'll just put these up and go back and get the rest of these that Al's been working on. Isn't that just peachy? I'm a physicist and a computer technician, not a secretary to get coffee and file paperwork. But somebody's got to do it. It might as well be me. Let's see here. Forby, Forge, Fuller. Fuller? Wait. Abigail Fuller. That's Mom. Ziggy, why is my mother's name in the Leaping Archives?
Dr. Fuller, that's classified.
I have clearance, remember, you mismatched set of circuit breakers? Why is she here? What's going on?
Dr. Fuller, all information about Leaps concerning staff of Project Quantum Leap has been deemed classified and sent to Security Clearance Alpha 1, which, by the way, you don't have. I do suggest that you complete your duties. I estimate, gathering from all the data available, that Dr. Beckett could leap again in the next 2.3 hours.
Damn. It's right there. All you have to do is pick it up and read it, Sammy. Just pick it up. Ziggy can't stop you. Pick it up.
Dr. Fuller, you know you're not supposed to do that.
It's my mother. She's all that I have, Ziggy. Are you going to take that away from me, too?
No. Engaging privacy mode, disconnecting all video pickups.
Oh, thank you, Ziggy. Let's see here. August 8th, 1955. Totally way before I was born. Grandpapa? Sam leaped into him when Bart Ader's body was discovered in the swamp. Hey, I remember Mom saying something about this. They thought she'd done it because Violet Ader had disappeared a little earlier. June 14th, 1966. Sam leaped into Wilkin... What? Sam leaped into my father? Why? Mom was almost killed? She didn't tell me anything about this. When Tavis Perkins, a boy Abigail had been babysitting, disappeared, the town, at Lita Ader's instigation, blamed her and formed a lynch mob. Dr. Beckett kept Abigail from being shot and helped the town find the missing boy. Mom never told me. It should be noted that Ziggy has postulated that the reason why Dr. Beckett leaped was not only to save Abigail, but her daughter, Samantha Justin Fuller. That's me. It has been determined within a 91.9% chance that Samantha Justine Fuller is Dr. Sam Beckett's daughter. Oh my God.